Hello, good evening.
Yes.
I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have a representation of all genders, let me ask you, do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else, sir?
Male.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
60.
That was 1960?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate's degree.
Associate's degree? Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And what is your race, just to make sure we're representing everybody? White, black, or African-American?
White.
White. Thank you. Let's go ahead and proceed. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
You are registered. As you may also know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Okay. Would you say probably or almost certain?
Certain.
Almost certain, right? That's the option that I see. Okay. So how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
I'm like 8.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power from 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Racism and discrimination, jobs and the economy, abortion, Israel-Palestine conflict, healthcare, student loans forgiveness, immigration, climate change, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, criminal justice reform, police violence. You can select the
cost of living and inflation.
Cost of living and inflation. And another one, please.
Economy.
Okay, you said jobs and the economy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10 again, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and our groups, please indicate so. Democrats in Congress.
5.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
6.
Joe Biden.
4.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
3.
Hakeem Jeffries.
3.
Okay. Donald Trump.
8.
Okay. Thank you so much. And moving forward, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Donald Trump.
Okay, Donald J. Trump. Okay, thank you. Now, if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Uh, Undecided.
Would you say? But if you have to choose, for whom would you vote?
Republican.
Republican candidate.
Republican.
Okay, when it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, or not kept any of his promises?
Kept few of his promises.
Not kept any of his promises then? Zero, right?
Oh.
Any of them.
Oh, I said few.
A few? Okay, kept few of his promises. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress if he had each of the following priorities or traits? Or would it make no difference? How it brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
That's important.
And are you much more or less likely to support or somewhat? Much more,
more likely
to support.
Yeah.
Okay. How about someone who secures the border?
Much more.
Much more likely to support. How about someone who defends democracy?
Huh?
Someone who defends democracy.
Defends?
Yeah. Defends democracy.
Much more.
Much more likely to support? Okay.
Yeah.
So, someone who looks out for people like me. Quote, it says quote.
More.
Somewhat more likely?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Puts people over politics. Someone
puts
who puts
people
over politics.
Why would they do that? No, those are the same. Those can be done like that.
Does that mean do you somewhat less likely to support or much less likely to support? Or makes no difference?
I say less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Grows the economy.
Strongly support.
Much more likely to support, okay. Wants to build black wealth.
Somewhat unlikely.
Someone less likely. Someone
yes.
less not to support in this case, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, moving forward, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0, it does not describe them well at all. Brings down prices and makes costs of living more affordable. Again, from 0 to 10.
Oh.
How well does that describe Democrats in Congress?
Members of Congress?
Yeah, Democrats in this case from where 10 means it describes them very well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all.
Does not describe them well.
Okay, so you will be considering 0 or 4, from 0 to 4 then? We can limit it?
Yeah.
What number would you choose?
3.
3, right, okay. Protects abortion rights.
Three.
He's effective and gets things done.
Eight.
He's honest and ethical.
That's 6.
Fights racism and discrimination.
3.
It's too woke.
7.
wants to build black wealth.
Three.
Let's move forward. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0, it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use a number between 0 and 10, yes. As a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs come available as the unemployment rate for black Americans like me is at a historical low level under Democratic leadership. From 0 to 10, please.
3.
As a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP.
Middle class. Middle class is on SNAP.
It's a statement, though. You can select how motivated it makes you feel from 0 to 10. To support.
3.
Okay, 3. Okay. Next quote would say, as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. From 0 to 10, please.
5.
Okay, as a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. These relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times.
2.
You say 2? As a senior, my prescription drugs prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress cap prices for people like me. With a month's supply of insulin for seniors now $35 and seniors out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year.
8.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving forward, I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. Lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors. Invested in black small business ownership and entrepreneurship. Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for black Americans. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP.
I like 3. The first one.
Lowered the costs of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for senior. Okay. 2 more.
Hard to now.
Invested
I don't really like that one.
How about brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for black Americans?
Okay, we'll say that one is a 5.
Okay, in this case, you just have to select it if you feel that it has the biggest impact on your life personally. Do you consider that one has the biggest impact in your life personally?
No, they're not really relative to me after that first one, so.
Okay, you can select just one more. For example, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Or invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing.
I'll do the credit card late fee. I'll give it a 5.
Okay, you will select that one in this case, right?
Yeah.
And lower the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors. Okay, perfect. And now moving forward, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Republican.
Thank you. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? First, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Second, we should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty. Which was of the two?
I think it's like really, there's way too much government spending what they want.
Help
black people. Yeah, I'd go join the army to get a mortgage. I mean, everything is just really out of whack.
Which of those clubs closest to your opinion?
What was the first one?
We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap.
What's the second one?
We should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty.
That's the third one.
Well, there's only two in this section.
You got to pick one mandatorily?
Yep. Even if neither is exactly right, like which one comes closest to your opinion?
No. Okay, I'll just say one, the first one.
Okay.
It's like they're both, I don't like either one, but if you have to pick one, I'll just pick one because you got to pick one.
Oh, thank
Picking
you very
one
much.
To
Your
pick
opinion
one.
Is very important though, sir. Yes, and no worries, sir. It's the one that comes the nearest one, even if it doesn't really identify you at all. So thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And a 0 means it is a not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
Yeah. We need leaders in Congress who will invest in the black community, but Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms.
3.
Stripping away our freedoms, sir. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. From 0 to 10.
I just feel like I'm paying for all these programs. The only thing I get is inflation.
I understand. Would you find not convincing at all? Neither convincing or very convincing?
Not,
from 0 to 10.
Not convincing.
Between 0 to 4, then?
I give it a 3.
A 3? After MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that would enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country. From 0 to 10.
5.
Neither convincing nor unconvincing, thank you. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans have health insurance coverage in 2023. from 0 to 10.
Well, this is really for black people.
Your opinion is extremely important, sir. No worries. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
2.
Thank you so much. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth, even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion.
I agree that.
Very
that
convincing
woman.
from 6 to 10 then?
I believe it's woman's choice, whatever number that is the highest.
Okay. In your opinion, would you use a 6, a 7, or 8, a 9, or a 10? Well, how very convincing it is to you.
8.
Thank you. We all deserve access to good paying jobs and the chance to succeed. But Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on the middle class at the same time that they are giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers of new good paying jobs, encouraging record growth in black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap. Again, from 0 to 10.
I give it a 2.
You'll give it a 2? Okay, thank you so much. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. Thank you for your time. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated?
8.
And 10 is you're extremely motivated. Oh, 8? Okay, thank you
so
much. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale
7.
Of 0 to 10. Whereas 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, would you still use a 7?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate? The Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Republican candidate.
Thank you. And once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and a 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Wants to build black wealth.
Eight.
Okay. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
2.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Okay, I appreciate that. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
A Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Not as strong.
Not a strong Republican?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you 100% sure, right? Not strong.
Yeah.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time,
retired.
Part-time? Oh, you are retired, right? Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat? Donald Trump, the Republican?
Donald Trump.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. less than $24,999, between $25,000 and $34,999, between $44,999, between $45,000 to $54,999, between $55,000 and $64,999, between $65,000 to $74,999.
Right there.
$65,000 to $74,999, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, or never?
Seldom.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay.
Thank
you. All right.
Have a great evening. Bye now.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Está bien oscuro para ir a la gas, vea.